Okay. Yeah, smart.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, figure Mike's got three letters in it, and phone says seven, so.
Yeah, but they're both short words. Mic and phone, they sound the same. And telephone.
One's headphones, one's microphone.
See, they sound the same length.
Hey, I guess that means you can hear, we can hear what's being said on the tape now, huh? 90 minutes later, we're just going, that's funny. Why can't we hear anything?
Watch it, Buster. I haven't had my claws clipped yet. You have a question?
Not exactly.
Okay, you have a statement.
No, I was curious.
Okay, but you wanted a question answered on where we live and how to get here.
Yes, I did. Not sure about that, didn't you?
I heard through Mark's ears. Okay, now how it works is
Three.
that you are on the third dimension, right? The fourth dimension is time. It's all the possibilities that you can perceive.
Oh,
Think of everything that could happen in the next 5 minutes, right? And then
I could be still ta I could be talking to her.
that's right. You could be talking to Kerry, you could be talking to me, talking to Omal, talking to Kara, talking to Alana.
Who's Kara?
Kara is a healer. She's a very talented healer. You'll meet her. She's very soft-spoken.
I heard that one of you girls kept irritating me. Who is that?
It's probably Kiri that irritates for us from time to time.
Oh, yes. He is a model of decorum and reserve.
Of course, I'm very well behaved.
Did you ever? Okay, I heard Mark saying that he took a girl Bethany to see you guys.
Yes.
She had a headache for a week.
It wasn't quite a week, it was more like 4 days. It's to do with the strain. You see, Bethany, when Mark brought her up here the first time, she
He fought
thought it
against him, yeah.
tough and nail all the way. He had to expend so much energy just immobilizing her astral form that it was iffy if he had enough energy to punch through two dimensions. If he hadn't, they would have been stuck in the fourth dimension and probably ended up going.
Does that microphone really work?
Yes, it does. We would demonstrate, or Russ would demonstrate, or somebody would demonstrate at the end so that you can hear everything that's being spoken.
Or can I demonstrate?
No, not right now, but your voice will be picked up.
Yay!
And how old are you? You're about 9 years old, right?
Not quite. I still have a few months.
Ah, well, my little girls are, well, they'll be two in November.
Two? Well, I'll be 9 in November.
November the 10th?
No.
Oh.
10 days after Skip's birthday.
Okay. Skip, you have a question. Well, you can doze off again. Sorry, somebody's messing around with the controls over there.
No, it was.
That might be a good idea.
I've been pushing pretty hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been getting to bed. We're at 11, 12 o'clock, and I'm getting up at 5 a.m. And I figured I could talk to these young ladies tonight. And I'm kind of a party pooper.
Like you won't be soon. Now, I'm going to show you a little trick
Okay, go
that
on.
I've picked up. Velvet, could you sit here for a second? This is how you get energy, right? And I'm not going to drain you, but what you do is you place your hand on top of somebody's head, right? There, and I'm getting frowned at by Kara. But basically, what you do is you pull the energy out of them and it energizes you. Thank you. Okay, now the best subject to do it to, just let.
One ball.
Yeah, because you take the energy out of a cat and it charges you up. And of course, cats sleep all the time.
No.
Ow! Cramp!
Oh my God.
Ow! Party pooper. She doesn't want to play. She knows what I've got planned. I was going to let you drain her. Yes, Russ.
No, you're getting frowned out by me.
Yeah, I know she needs the energy to heal, too.
Train my cat. We'll work on cowering or something. Can we get back to my question?
Oh, sorry, yes. What was your question?
You can, like, sit here all night.
Finance. Finance. Yes, it has been seesawing, and it is in my predictions that it will carry on seesawing for a little while, and then it will boom, and I estimate... sorry, I can't say. I've just been told that that is confidential.
That's not my question.
Okay.
Are the computers that are controlling the stock market shut down when they reach a certain million cells going to be really the key factors in the rigging a crash?
They're going to be the factor in slowing it down.
Okay, so the crash is inevitable even with the current controls in the...
Well, if put it this way, if they're set to stop selling at 5 million shares, right, then you have a day where... they stop, right?
Right.
And the following day, it just carries on going down, and it stops again. It just means that it drags it out even longer.
Right.
Which, in turn, makes it harder to climb back up out. Because if you remember when the crash happened in 1929, mm-hmm. right, it was a very quick plummet. Right. Down very quickly. Oh, I like that. And the recovery took a long time. But once the market started to recover in about 35, was it, Skip? It might have been earlier than that. It might have been about 34.
No. we had a benefactor that helped pull this thing out of the planet.
Yeah, but that was about 35, right?
Yeah, 34, 35, mm-hmm. 36, along in there.
Yeah, and when that happened, the stock market started to climb back up out. And to start off with, it was a gradual climb, but once it reached a particular point where economic growth became very necessary, right, the acceleration started. And the acceleration didn't stop again until the late 60s. Now, one of the key factors in the acceleration was an event that occurred in 1939. I believe it was around about September 1st. And that effect... Correct. When
increased the production capabilities of America so they could maintain armament for the European allies.
Correct. Now, a way to divert it in theory is to constantly have a state of crisis similar to the event that occurred in Europe, but not necessarily a military one. Now, if you take into consideration as well certain factors as heavy rain followed by a drought, so that the farmers have to plant late, and then because of the drought, everything dries up. What happens?
When you get a bumper crop at the late season.
No, you don't, because of the drought. What you plant, but first of all, dies of too much water, and what survives gets baked and cooked and has had it. So in turn, that pushes artificially up the price of produce.
Okay, now, who should I ask about the UFOs over Mexico City?
I'm all. Okay, now I'm going to drop out of sight for a little while, unless, of course, anybody's got any more questions.
No, I think I can.
No more questions?
No.
Okay. Of course. I'm the ring mistress. I get to decide who goes first. Who's on first?
You go first.
No, you go on second.
No, who's on third?
I don't know.
No, he's not real.
Who?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
What's on second?
What's on first?
No, no, he's on second.
Oh, okay. What's on third?
No, what's on second?
Who's on second?
No, who's on first?
Who did that originally?
Ben Costello.
Ah, I'll have to sit down and watch the original one day.
It's good. It is. It's real good.
Mm-hmm. It's a skit,
yes.
I believe.
Yes.
You're welcome. You have to remember, being descended from felines, I have very sensitive hearing.
Mm.
She's here. I have a name, you know.
Carrie.
Carrie.
I'm gonna make some tea.
Carrie.
All right. I know I wanted some.
Oh. Let's put that somewhere safe so it doesn't get trodden on.
I'll put it in the
room. Yeah, careful.
No.
They're clever kids. We're making engineer out of him, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got the right decent.
Yeah, well, I've got a list of projects to do at the moment.
I thought you was out of work.
I am, but I've got a list of projects around the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm fixing up the jet thing system on the hot tub. Then I'm going to work on a new design keyboard for myself that I can plug in wherever I want. And then finally, I'll do the keyboard last of all. I'm going to make a slave unit, which is a unit that will follow Leonides around and kind of be a control cart for it.
Hmm, okay.
Yes, Russ.
Like, you could really design them to control it.
He controls
what
it.
What a dreamer.
Hey, that's the first rule of engineering, is dream and design it. You take the wing that Mark's built, that's 80% his pure design and 15% mine. Okay, engineering questions? Skip.
Yes, what? Sorry.
Do you want to know about engineering?
Do I know about engineering?
Yeah, do you know about engineering?
Somewhat. I just can't seem to tap on my past experience to do what I want to really want to do.
Well, we will deal with that next time when you have tons of energy.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, this is a list of things that we will be working on next time when you plan to come up, because I believe you'll have company with you then, right?
Yeah, and we're going to bring the daughter.
Mm-hmm. What we're going to do is we're going to work on a project to help her become totally healing capability.
Hey, come on, son. Let me see you. What type of tea you want?
Yeah, we've got to select tea.
This is not sure.
Oh, it's got a T on it.
Yeah, T-E-A.
That's my granddaughter.
She has some of your talents.
Yeah, she's not.
She has very little astral travel ability, but she is a healer.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. And she needs training very badly.
Oh boy.
That's why Kara wants to talk to her.
Okay.
Because if she's not careful. And she learns that she has the potential. She could turn into what they call a psychic vampire.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, notice boy. That she's always charged.
There she is.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
And that you feel tired sometimes around her.
Feel what?
Tired. Drained.
No, not me. I don't.
Mm-hmm. But other people do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Her mother does.
Yes. She's starting to learn how to draw energy from people like you used to.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know that unconsciously.
Yeah, but she's doing it slightly deliberately to keep herself bouncy, which is a big no-no.
Yeah.
And also, this is my opinion and my opinion only.
Go ahead.
Is that when she's older, she would make it a great hunter from art to teach and train.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
But she's got to, first of all, learn how to control herself, her abilities.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Kara will work with her on her ability of healing.
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked your friend.
Mm-hmm. My friend?
Yes, your friend, sister, friend.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm just not with it tonight, young lady.
Just... Tia's best way to describe Tia is she's my co-wife.
Okay, all right. Okay. I'm entering into a new field.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you to
put myself in the doghouse.
In a wrong position.
Okay, I know what you're going to say because he is relaying it to me.
And
I'm going to say is that it's great for you, but as you might have heard mentioned, there is economic problems that are going to occur.
Okay.
And it's going to be followed by, I'm getting the okay from Amal. There will be civil unrest as well, followed. After the economic problem, mm-hmm. you can already tell that it's brewing.
Mm-hmm.
And in your line of business, it's going to be advantageous to start off with. But when it starts to get, society starts to crumble, it's not going to be a revolution like everybody's saying.
Yeah.
But it's going to crumble, law and disorder is going to become more rampant. Then's the time to get out. So the thing is, monitor things happening, make as much money as you can, and then do the proverbial jump.
Stash it and get out.
Yeah. Because once things start crumbling, big corporations are going to be targets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's something that might be beneficial. At the moment, you do networking, right?
Yes, it's called networking. It's two people have designed the way of doing the business mm-hmm. so that it's duplicatable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing that I think that might be very beneficial to you. When the crash starts to occur, is stock up on food that you can distribute through the corporation or through your little business.
Oh, okay.
That way, because you're going to have distribution problems of food and so on, but mm-hmm. not to stock up straight away, because all food, even if it says it's non-perishable, is perishable.
Yes, it always is. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I know that will hold for a length of time,
mm-hmm.
not in your estimation of time, but in ours, is a freeze-dried, vacuum-packed mm-hmm. Articles.
Yeah. And we keep them at most 10 years.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Probably 10. Mm-hmm. Now, I've ate food that was older than that.
No, oh, so have I.
When I was in the military, in 1951, I was in Alaska. And we got a shipment of turkeys.
Mm-hmm. World War II issue, right?
Yeah, well, how about 1942?
Now,
there's
a young lady here that has just wandered in that says she wants to talk to you.
Wants to talk to me
mm-hmm.
in my condition? Thanks a lot.
You have a question?
Uh-huh.
Okay, fire on.
I just wanted to know if it's getting towards the end.
No, we've got quite a while to go yet. We've got probably another 3/4 of an hour.
You go talk to Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll wait for my
team.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Okay, this other young lady that wants to talk. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I don't mean to do that.
She's asking Pierre if she can channel straight away, as she's in full uniform at the moment.
Oh, sure. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tia's got to okay. She's ring mistress.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Like I said, I'm not even.
Oh, you know her?
Coherent tonight.
Oh, okay. Russ knows who it is.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I suppose I better see if Tia's going to
let
her
come through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excuse me. I don't mean to keep going. Have you noticed that my attitude is starting to change?
It is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed.
Hi, girl.
Yeah, young lady, please. I'm a married woman as well.
Wow.
No, she'd be on in a second. In talking of squeaky voices, she has a very squeaky voice. So you know who it is. Stop gigging, Russ. Yes? Could you do me a big favor, young lady?
Yeah, what?
Could you get me 2 nails, long ones, about yay long, and a hammer?
No, I don't think so.
Why? Right,
no, down
on the ground. Just joking. Okay, I'm going to put on somebody that has a very squeaky voice.
So,
just be quiet and listen.
Ah, wait and see. And she might be a little bit bashful. Sorry?
No.
You'll find out.
Sorry.
Hello.
Good evening.
Greetings.
How's it going?
Fine. Mm-hmm. According to the monitor, we have 3.5 people, one person out there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, introductions. I'm sorry, kids, only. But to introduce myself, I am what you would call First Lieutenant Leica.
Leica, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm Skip.
Greetings. It is a pleasure to meet you.
My pleasure, young mm-hmm. lady, for sure. And Thank this you. Is my granddaughter, Velvet.
It's a pleasure to meet you, young lady.
Pleasure to meet you, too.
Oh, you have a voice.
Well, of course.
And who are you over there?
I don't know. I'm listening to two voices that sound alike.
Thank you.
I like it. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Fine. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, you wanted to talk to me.
Yes, we have a common interest, or you had an interest when you were younger, about my age. I am 18 of your Earth years.
Okay, go ahead.
And I am in the Syrian Defense Force.
Okay.
And you were in your Earth's Defense Force, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
I was a enlisted man in the Army.
Oh, one of the lower ranks.
Yes.
Well, I've just recently been promoted from a cadet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I joined when I was 16 of your years.
Okay, I went in when I was 15 of our years.
Oh, so we went in about the same age then?
Yes, definitely.
And you lied about your age, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a trooper, okay?
Hey, most soldiers lie about their age.
Yeah. Anyhow, I wound up in the Defense Force Engineers.
Oh, yes, an engineer, of course. That's why you and Kiri get on so well.
More or less, I guess. I've got a past history of being an engineer.
Yes, and the past life of Kiri.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And?
Well, I just wanted to meet your acquaintance.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad that I could be here for you.
Yes, and we also have another mutual friend.
Yeah.
Somebody that once was a very close personal friend of mine in the past life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He was a very close personal friend of yours, or is again.
My guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
That is. That's real neat.
Mm-hmm. He was a mentor to me.
Well, great.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. I realize he's with me, but I haven't had any physical contact.
Or yeah.
Well, you. Mental contact yeah. with him, but I realize that he's there, okay?
Well, if my memory serves me right, and it's a little bit fuzzy because my abilities haven't fully developed yet,
mm-hmm.
is that he was always very quiet anyway, very thoughtful individual.
Oh, is that right?
I think. You'd have to ask Kiri. She knows much better than I do.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I'm getting over my bashfulness now.
Yeah, you sounded much more yourself.
Yes. Anyway. As was said, I'm in full uniform. I have to get back to the barracks.
Oh, like, yes?
Dumb
kind of question.
Okay.
I wanted to know if you live with
Carrie and Tia. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have my own private little room, and they're very nice to me. Anyway, I'm sorry, I have to go because I have to get back to my officers. I'm the duty officer tonight.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Now I have a fencing lesson that I have to take tomorrow morning, so I have to clean up my fencing gear because last time my fencing instructor almost cut my arm, mm-hmm. which was my own fault for not wearing protective gear.
Mm-hmm.
And my fencing instructor is a fair dimensional male chauvinist pig.
Well, there's a lot of us throughout time.
Yes, I'm just being facetious, and he knows who he is.
Yeah,
okay. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, nice meeting you. Good night.
Bye.
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 Oh, another voice. I wish I could say bye.
See you next time.
Yeah, she's well in there, you know.
I'm sorry.
She's a wailing dervish when she comes flying in. She was in full uniform.
Tia?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hello, Shane.
Hello.
We haven't talked yet.
No.
Yes. Anyway, I've got to put on the next person.
Who's that?
Let me see. Who should I put on next? I'll let it be a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah, there's white sugar up there in the cupboard. That's okay. That's all right.
Greetings and felicitations, and I do have a message from Tia. Try the third shelf.
Third shelf. Thank you.
Omar?
Omar. My voice sounds like Tia, does it?
No. But I'm tired tonight. I'm sorry. Wasn't coming out quite right.
That's quite all right. No, it was a comment Russ mentioned. He said, thank you, Tia. I'm Tia.
Okay, all right. Like I said, I'm not really with it tonight, so things are going over my head.
But you are picking up.
Yes.
Instead of charging you like we did last time, we thought it would be better to be a gentle, gradual thing. Kiri says, like a trickle charge.
Okay, all right.
That's for you.
I am Omol.
Omol.
The base commander.
Yeah.
Greetings. It is an honor and a pleasure to meet you.
My name is Velvet.
Greetings, Velvet. Now, as I said, I am the base commander. I am in the overall charge of Ashtar Command, although I am not in charge of the Defense Force or, as you would call them, the UFOs.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Okay. Let us proceed.
All right. This concerns the gentleman that is my guide.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any possibility of us, between the two of us making physical contact or emotional, mental contact?
Mental contact.
Mental contact, okay.
Physical is very hard. You may feel his presence. You may feel a hand on the shoulder from time to time.
Okay.
Or somebody actually pushing you in a direction.
Okay.
But it will be when it is absolutely necessary that he can no longer affect your subconscious.
Okay.
I know very little about him due to the fact that Kiri has been handling most of.
Okay. All right. Well, I just thought I'd ask. Yes. Okay.
But I am fully versed in the situation. I have discussed it with a member of the monastic society on Sirius who has acted from time to time as a communication between the what you would call the spirit world and our physical world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she helps tremendously.
Okay, great, great. I just curiosity more than anything else, Alma.
Are you that red furry animal?
Okay. Red furry animal?
I'm so
My skin is of a purple shade.
Oh, okay.
Okay, questions, please.
Hey, how was your Centauri base trip?
Very educational, very tiring, and very formal. It is nice to get back to a provincial base where one can relax.
Oh, bet. Now, did anything happen up there that would concern us that you'd like to tell us about?
Nothing that I can discuss at present due to factors that are still being calculated.
Ah, excellent. And now then, I wanted to find out about
UFOs.
Yes, UFOs in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody we know?
Put it this way, some people do like to show off from time to time. Maybe you should talk to your flight commander.
Oh, okay. I would assume it got okayed from up on high, though.
Yes, that was one thing that was discussed, was their rambunctiousness. As I have stated in the past, they are not part of Ashtar Command. They work in conjunction with us. They do their own thing. They follow our guidelines if it suits them.
Oh, okay, I understand.
If not, out the window.
All right. Anyway, we can. When do you want to start working on that? The Atlantean race that is now currently involved with Divas, or the Argus. Next week.
Yes, that would be best due to the fact that our research department is minus an individual at the moment.
Okay. No problem.
I believe you would say maternity leave.
Okay. All right. Before I get into future events, do you have anything?
No.
All right. Now, in researching things that are currently going on, we see a lot of things happening in California. And it seems though that if anything can start, it would start there.
Yes.
And spread out. You'd see me kind of influential taking over the place that New York used to.
The question is why?
Mostly because we have the entertainment industry here. And that alone is enough to where people get more influence from California than they do from New York.
In essence, a little bit, yes. But it is more than that. Due to the fact that California is one of the largest populated states, it is one of the most diverse states. Where can you go in your country from enjoying a day of recreational snow skiing to sunning yourself on a beach and be able to drive from one to the other?
But a lot of that is problematic because of the fact that the financial situation of California is such dire straits that the poverty level will probably get more severe here than it will in the rest of the country first.
Possibly, yes, due to several factors. One is the climate. Two is environmental factors due to the instability of the ground. Three, because of the density of the population.
Okay. Now, what I'm looking at now is the fact that for every problem, there's always a solution.
Not just a solution, many solutions.
Many solutions. So I'm assuming then that there is a solution for this upcoming problem we have on our hands. And I'm wondering if it's just a very simple solution that you can work with me on, or it's very complex, I'm going to figure it out on my own.
Sorry, that is what you would call the prime directive.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, in that same vein, but not strictly on that, I'm going to be working on getting a computer set up with internet. We've discussed this before, where much information could be gained from being able to have in contact with people around the globe, if not just locally. One of the things that I could see with that is that we could spot trouble in cities prior to any kind of news, let's say blackouts or media cover-ups.